7 minutes past eight, Jonas Doyle is here with another look at the papers.
There are many fine front page photographs of the golfer Rory McIlroy from the 153rd Open at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Antrim yesterday, not least in the Belfast Telegraph, where Peter Byrne's picture is run across the whole page and behind the paper's masthead. Wind, rain, nerves and emotion. It was a heavy first day, writes Conor McKeown in the Irish Independent. McIlroy has done many great things, but shooting under par while hitting two fairways was an act of miraculous proportions, he writes. The Independent leads with housing. John Burns reports that there were only 1,356 commencement notices for new homes in June, the lowest June since 2020, which was during the COVID lockdown. Already built houses and what they are worth is another matter. The Irish Times reports that Dublin City homeowners face an increase in their local property tax if councillors follow through on an agreed increase in the tax rate today. And you may have heard this discussed on the programme earlier. The change in the city rate, coupled with the coming national tax revaluation, means that most homeowners can expect to pay between 22% and 34% more next year, Olivia Kelly writes. Michael McDougall, Senator and former Minister for Justice, provides the lead story for the Irish Examiner. He told the Shannon yesterday that a senior Garda of the utmost integrity had been sidelined because he made a number of protected disclosures. McClifford reports that the Senator also stated that a junior member of the Garda Síochána was, in his words, facing criminal charges on indictment, which appear to be motivated by a desire to conceal abuses in the armoury section. In the Irish Daily Mail, it is reported that government TDs have said that inspectors from the Health Information and Quality Authority should go undercover to expose abuse in nursing homes. The Irish Daily Star leads with a guilty plea entered by a man charged with the manslaughter of Tom Nyland, a 73-year-old bachelor farmer who was attacked at his rural home in County Sligo in January 2022. 31-year-old John Irving from County Mayo is the third member of a gang to plead guilty to the manslaughter. The other two are also from Mayo. The Star says that Mr. Nyland was put on life support but died from his injuries 20 months later, in September 2023. The guilty plea was bittersweet, writes Yvonne Murray in The Independent. She quotes local councillor Michael Clark, a neighbour and friend of Mr. Nyland's in Screen, who broke down in tears yesterday as he explained the complex emotions felt by many. There is a sense of relief that at least we know now these people have been held accountable for his death, he said. The Irish Sun picks up on Sean O'Connor's talk with Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. He is the father of the singer Sinead O'Connor, who died 2 years ago this month. He told Callan that he visits her grave every week. He said, "We have a conversation and I bring her up to date. I put my hand on her gravestone." The public has become more cautious on the Occupied Territories Bill in recent months. That's according to the Times lead story, based on an opinion poll carried out for the paper by Ipsos B&A among 1,200 people. Just one-fifth of respondents say the bill should be passed quickly, Pat Leahy writes. 38% say the government should investigate possible consequences for Ireland before passing the bill. One in 10 respondents are opposed to passing the bill at all. In a column in The Times, Justine McCarthy recites the many names that have been tossed around so far as potential candidates for the presidency, more than 24. But this is not a beauty contest. It's not even a personality contest. The X factor being sought is character, says McCarthy. Instead of asking who we want to be the next president, we might more usefully ask what we want them to be, she writes. And she sets out some of her requirements. One is that the president should be brave. I want a president who will not buckle under intimidation, she says. Someone with the fortitude Michael D. Higgins showed when he rejected Israel's anti-Semitism smear as a slander against Ireland.
Jonas Doyle.